Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Limits, this thing is now blown up. I just was listening to various versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We seem to have a problem here with whether it's Claus or Claus. The vast majority of texters agree with you that it's Claus.
It's Claus,
shouldn't
yes.
Shouldn't it be spelled with an E on the end then? C-L-A-U-S-E?
Are we really texting the pronunciations of everything? Somebody texted in that you probably spell Cool Whip. You pronounce Cool Whip with the H. Cool Whip.
No, but I pronounce Claus with the S because the S is at the end of it. And I've sang the song to myself a number of times now. I just listened to a Springsteen version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Santa Claus. Santa Claus is coming to town. What do the texters say? Anybody in support of me?
Yes, there are just a few texters.
Tell me about the technical guy who had a very technical, historic view of this.
Somebody says that Joe is absolutely correct. It's Santa Claus, or whatever you're saying. The name Santa Claus comes from the Dutch Sinterklaas, a shortened version of St. Nicholas, which means St. Nicholas.
That's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah, of course it was. I'm sure you. That's really what you were thinking of when making this comparison.
What did other people say?
Do you want me to read the one I gave to you earlier?
Yes.
Somebody else said City Limits is 100% correct. You should get hazard pay for working with Joe.
What else? I want to hear more.
Texter, the mayor of Buffalo just announced they've disowned Joe Starkey.
I'm telling you right now, I went around the office and I must say it was Claus for a lot of people.
Oh, what yeah. do you know?
I said, what's Santa's last name? And all of them said that. But I haven't finished with my survey yet.
And you didn't want me to put a poll out there. You don't want me to get a pulse of the people because you know I'm right.
No, the Golden at Bat poll was already enough for me this week. And then I get tempted to go back at people. Jerry Dulac's chat is very interesting this week. Would you acknowledge that? How much do you think he thinks Russell Wilson's going to get this offseason? Limits.
Yeah, reading the chat, it kind of threw me off guard because, I mean, isn't Jerry somebody who keeps saying that Russell Wilson is going to resign? But I was surprised to see him say the opposite with Pickens. I think that a Russell Wilson reasonable contract could be 3 years and $100 million, where you kind of front the contract and basically put a lot of incentives in the final deal of the final year of the deal, maybe make it non-guaranteed, and just put a lot of money up front and not worry about whatever the future could hold.
Yeah, he feels like it's not going to be longer than 3 years, and then a man named Bud, maybe it's Bud Dupree. Did Dr. Kornfeder weigh in on this?
No, there were no... No Dr. Kornfeders, no City Limits, no Harry Callis this week.
Well, Bud weighs in and says, with Russell Wilson having a good year so far, could his cost on a new contract possibly exceed $35 million or worse, $40 million per season? Jerry said, I think $30 million per is more like it. So do I. I've been saying that all along. just what you said, too, right around the Baker Mayfield, which I think, unless I'm getting it confused with another one, was 3 years for $100 million. Is that right, Limits?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it's a, I think it's a fair deal.
That's more than reasonable.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Very reasonable.
For a franchise that basically, you know, screwed itself over with its choices at quarterback after Ben? I mean, that could have been just a destructive long-term decision. Thankfully, they ended the experiment after a couple of years, and then they were just in desperation looking for their next quarterback, and they appear to have found a guy who has found the fountain of youth. What are you laughing at?
Well,
back there?
You
more
could
text?
No, you could also say, is this a one-hit wonder type of situation with Russell Wilson? That, I mean, could be the argument against offering him a lot of money.
It could. But even that kind of money is not going to bankrupt your franchise. I mean, it wouldn't be good if you made that mistake. I just don't see that. You never know when a guy gets older, whether all of it, some guys lose it slowly, some guys all of a sudden. But I just don't see the signs right now. Anybody else on the text line, Limits, about this? Anybody agreeing with me that it's Kloss is pronounced just like that?
No.
Santa Kloss.
The enunciation could be Kloss, but it's spelled and should be Claws, is what one texter says.
Hmm.
Somebody said Joe is absolutely wrong. Make him admit it by the end of the show.
I think you need an E on the end to make it Claws. I really do, Limits. Can we get a linguist out there? Is Dr. Dick at Duquesne, is he a linguist?
Maybe.
Or
is he
a marketing guy?
Maybe Dr. Dick can call in. He could set the record straight.
I think it's sports marketing and not linguistics. Is there a linguist out there listening to this show? An English professor anywhere? I'm an English professor, for God's sakes. I have a degree to teach secondary English. And
well,
I got this
wrong. Who would have thought?
Yeah, not a professor. I'm not Dr. Starkey. But an English teacher. I taught a lot of you guys at Waynesburg and taught you quite well.
Yes, and once you saw that I was going to Waynesburg, you decided to leave.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Oh, how fate brings us together.
We need a linguist to call the show at 412-928-9370. Surely there's an English teacher out there that can make this happen. I would think. I don't want to make any guarantees. Donnie Football coming up at the top of the hour. Perhaps he can help us out. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Well, the injury report for the Steelers is good, right? You heard Mike Tomlin say yesterday that it looks like Alex Highsmith doesn't anticipate any issues. And is that going to be something? When was the last time all three were healthy? Week 4, 5, somewhere in there? Talking Watt, Herbig, and Highsmith, that is getting after people. In a big way. That's bringing it all, your whole lineup there. The middle of your lineup, hitters 3, 4, and 5. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 0% financing on all 24 Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd. High of 38 with cloudy skies, high winds. Feels like the temp below 5, it says here. I don't agree, actually. It doesn't feel like it's below 5.
Yes, it does. You walk outside?
How could that be? It's 38 degrees. It doesn't feel like it's below 5.
Well, that's what the weather app said.
I don't care what the weather app said. That's what I'm disagreeing with. I'm in a very disagreeable mood now. My whole life I believed one thing about Santa Claus, and now you're telling me it's Santa Claus.
The weather app says 27 degrees in Pittsburgh. High of 38 feels like 8 is what the weather app currently says.
There's no way if it's 38 degrees. If it was 38 degrees
that's
outside,
the high.
You couldn't, well, then... Then you should have written this differently.
I wrote high of 38.
High of 38.
That's right.
Feels like temp below 5. That's poorly written. See, I am an English writer, professor, teacher.